I'm joined by Mohammed Al-Maskati from a human rights campaigner in Bahrain who was there when the raid took place. Mohammed, describe what happened.
Actually, the people at that time, they are sleeping, and the huge number of cars coming to the bridge next to the pair roundabout, and from the bridge they targeting the people down the bridge and inside the airport, inside the roundabout, and they're using a tear gas, they're using shotgun, they're using a rubble bullet, and the person tried to run away, but the police, the road police everywhere, and starting to attack people also from down. So a lot of injured were trying to transfer to them through the hospital, but the police closed the way. And not only that, they also, the police targeting the ambulance. So that time two men was killed. When the protester in the hospital trying to protect them, the ambulance driver, because they say that we will not go without the protect, because the police start attack them. Okay, they going with the protester, with the protect from the protesters, from young people to the square, to the roundabout, and the police start attacking them, attacking the ambulance, attacking the who protect the ambulance, and at that time there was also the army everywhere. Also in this time also two men killed, and one man they transfer him to hospital without his head.
Oh. Did they actually shoot at the crowds?
Yeah, they shoot at the crowds. Because my colleagues in the society and inside the was there, and so the army shot them by bullets, live bullets.
What did you see yourself?
What I see myself, I saw a huge tanks going to Manama. A lot of tanks going to Manama. Military tanks.
And were police using clubs? What sort of weapons were they using?
The police or the military?
Both.
The military, now the military has control everything. Now the police is a few police now, not a lot of police. It's controlled by military now. And the military closed all the police and military closed all entries to Manama.
And has there been any attempt for protesters to regroup and reoccupy the roundabout?
Sure. Because still there is an injured in the roundabout. Still there is injured in the roundabout, and no one can transfer. So the people want to transfer only. They don't want to protest as a protest. They want to from hospital, not as a protester. They want, because they are covering and protecting the ambulance to reach the square or roundabout and transfer who's injured. But what happened is when they reached nearly, they attacked by military and road police.
Do you have any figures on how many people were arrested?
Well, actually, we don't have. But about numbers of injured, it's hundreds. A lot of, it's more than 300 to now in hospital, and the hospital now calling the people to donate blood.
No, so is that 300 wounded or 300 arrested? I'm unclear.
Injured.
Injured. And what about? And do you have any estimate at all of how many are arrested?
No, we don't have. Until now, we don't have. We are now, actually, all telephones, all calls to me is told me that the number of injured. We don't know who's arrested, because they don't know, people see it, what's happened to people.
What have you? I mean, how do you? Have you protested to the regime about this? What's What do you feel about what happened?
Actually, as a human rights observations, I saw what happened is horrible, because the people are peacefully protest and they don't use the violence. The government is actually broken the human rights standard. They broken the diplomatic standard. They broken every laws, not only local, not only internationally, also the local laws.
Okay, Mohammed. Thanks very much.